It is with my deepest love and absolute respect that I give praise to my source of inspiration and light. To the Maulana, I say, if what we create as disciples of Kawaita, the black ideology of change, brings half as much meaning to your life as the doctrine has brought to ours, then we will be in total harmony with the universal principle of peace. And to the Imamu, I give thanks in bearing witness to the brilliance of your perfected example of work. And I pray that the gift of positive circumstance allows all our beings to touch once again. As the music retained in this album is a humble offering to the unity of the entire black nation and all those who through Kawaita have tasted the nectar of its totality. What you are about to hear is not jazz or some other irrelevant term we allow others to use in defining our creation, but the sounds which are about to saturate your being and sensitize your soul is the continuing process of nationalist consciousness manifesting its message within the context of one of our strongest natural resources, black music. What is represented on these jams is the crystallization of the role of black music as a functional organ in the struggle for national liberation. Dig on the title, Our Cable Line, which means Land of the Blacks, simply illustrating that Land of the Blacks is wherever black people are. Wherever we are is merely a stepping stone to the next level of perfection on the pyramid of our African progress. Our cable line is the unfolding of this progress as music meaning. It is sound feeling or red, black, and green dancing on the rainbow of our unlimited black imagination. As for the more conscious element of the music circle, we must begin to understand it is our responsibility and duty to be in constant search of stronger and better means of amplifying, radiating, and raising the level of consciousness of our people. To say we play black music is an insufficient claim if it is not accompanied by a criteria which we can measure the degree of effectiveness or ineffectiveness of our end products. We must begin to view our musical compositions as vessels through which concerts become conscious conversation and our records repositories of positive black music. As Maulana teaches, the truth is that which needs to be told, and true creation is that which needs to be created. And what we need to create is black images which speak to and inspire our people. To do this, we must always understand that our work must be 1, collective; 2, functional; 3, committed. Black music will survive and grow simply because black people will survive. We will get bigger and better as we begin to sharpen our ability to understand and be able to dissect the truth.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.